If what we hear is true, we are very concerned as to what has happened, but we haven't been advised formally by anybody in our Member of Parliament's office as to what is going on. So officially, we know nothing at the moment.
I mean, on the basis that what we have read might be true, let's just do a bit of supposition here. If that is the case, where does that leave Nadine Dorries within the realms of Parliament and also the association within Midbeds?
Well, bearing in mind the precedent of George Galloway, who appeared apparently on this programme in the past, it does concern us that it does detract from the serious nature of our MP, who has voiced many serious issues in the House and elsewhere. And as such, I personally, this is a personal view at the moment because I haven't discussed this with my chairman of the constituency, but I would think that it is not a helpful thing to be doing, especially when there's so much going on in Parliament at the moment that needs some serious thought.
And have you, as an association, been in touch with Central Office about this already?
Yes, I spoke to Central Office just now, and they very kindly are taking away from us all the press. We've had numerous telephone calls from members of the press, and of course television has been around here this morning as well.
And what are the options open to the association? I understand there's an emergency meeting that could be called tonight, and there'll be further discussions about that. What are the potential outcomes of that meeting?
I can confirm that there is no such meeting being held. If it was going to be held, I'd be the one as the Deputy Chair Political to call it. So I can confirm there is no emergency meeting. All that will happen is that now that the press have more or less left the office area, we will discuss the matter between the chairman and myself, and we will wait for formal confirmation that Nadine is indeed in Australia. If that's the case, we will then have to consider what, if anything, we do about it. And I say that because we don't have any view as to what we do about it. Nadine has her own mind and she follows her own thoughts on these things. So we do want to be cautious before we say anything that could be detrimental.
So you're suggesting then that there is no knowledge, she hasn't told anybody,
no.
If this is the case, that's what she's doing?
That's quite correct. We have not been formally told by her or her staff at Parliament as to what she intends to do.
Is that... Would you expect your MP to tell you that, as the association?
Yes, I most certainly would. Yes, and I do feel that we should have been told what was going to happen, because Nadine is quite used to being in the press, as we all know, and she must know that what effect this will have within the constituency, putting some of us, at any rate, who are responsible for the political running of the constituency, at a disadvantage, as we don't actually know the facts.